I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
We got a kid warning for you because we're talking about porn stars.
That's not for kids.
That's not for kids. It's not. Anyway, Hot Ones host Sean Evans is catching some heat for breaking up with his girlfriend over the phone on Valentine's Day. But there are some people that think he wasn't in the wrong. So he was dating a porn star, and they made...
Why you gotta say it like that?
I feel like you gotta say it with a little bit of... Like, you gotta thrust a little bit when you say it.
Oh, thrust. Thrust away, Abby.
Thrust with your voice. So, they made an agreement not to keep their relationship a secret, but just to keep things offline. This is what sources are saying. And so, they go to the Super Bowl together. They go to a bunch of Las Vegas events together. And she ends up posting online. And allegedly even spoke to the tabloids about him. Well, other sources are saying he was uncomfortable with all the media attention they were getting. So on Valentine's Day, he calls her up and says, listen, this goes against everything we agreed upon. Don't post online. This is over. And so then she posts on Twitter. She said, don't try to date a porn star. If you actually hate porn, eye roll. Well, now she's deactivated her Instagram. But I will say she is winning big time because apparently she has seen a massive increase in her popularity on Pornhub.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if that's what she does, she needs, sure, instead of deactivating stuff, she needs to like up the ante.
Mo, would you ever entertain the thought of dating somebody in that industry?
I couldn't do it. And I couldn't do it for exactly what happened to him, because it seems like it wasn't a big deal to him. Until there were male porn stars retweeting her tweet saying, I understand why you married her, bro. I understand why you with her. Yeah. And it's one thing to know your girl has a past. It's another thing when the men are hitting you up, telling you about it. I wouldn't be able to deal with that. Me no
neither.
Way.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it either. But you know what? She's winning, and a lot of people are really giving him a hard time about it, because I think a lot of people are just reading the headlines, and a lot of people just thought, oh, I thought he was actually married, because he kind of has this very like wholesome demeanor to him.
He doesn't seem
like the kind of guy who would date a porn star, but you know what? Good for him.
Those are always the people you got to watch out for, man. It's always the ones that seem the most innocent. They're the freakiest.
And I don't think he liked being in the spotlight, because he's the one who does the interviewing, and so for him to take to turn on him and for everybody, because like if you only read the headlines, it was like, oh, his girlfriend, you know, they got outed, she's a porn star, and as soon as it became public, he dumped her. But if they had an agreement that they weren't going to and she did, well then, even though still calling somebody on Valentine's Day and breaking up with them is kind of,
it's kind of a low move.
You did not go public if you're going to the Super Bowl with somebody. That's probably going to make some headlines.
And it's not like this is some random podcast or video. I mean, he's hugely popular, so it's, people are going to notice exactly who you're out with. Would you even go on the first date if you knew that's what she did for a living?
Nope. Me neither. Nope. Couldn't do it.
Uh-uh. Wow, you guys are so judgmental.
Yeah. For sure, yeah.
I'm not judging. Do your thing. I couldn't deal with it.
It's your preference.
Yes.
It's your preference. All of our preferences, we wouldn't be able to handle dating a porn star.
Is me thinking it's gross a preference? Or is that a judgment?
That's judgment.
That goes for guys, too.
Yeah.
If I was a woman, I wouldn't want that.
But do you watch it? Because if you watch it and you wouldn't date somebody, I think then you're a hypocrite.
I'm not a big porn guy.
No.
I don't like watching other people do the nasty.
Not into it. Yeah. I've dabbled in it for sure, but there's no D in it.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you.
There's something about A going into B that is way more digestible.
Yeah. Yep.
dating wise.
I'm so lost right now.
I'm glad
we gave the kid warning.
Don't worry about it.
Anyway. Let's talk about love now.
Okay.
If you need a reason to believe in love, director Rob Reiner said he completely changed the ending to When Harry Met Sally after he fell in love with his wife. They weren't supposed to end up together in the end. Harry and Sally, not the director.
But Harry and Sally weren't going to end up
together. They weren't going to end up together. But Rob Reiner says that his love with his wife changed his mind.
I've been married for 10 years. I've been single for 10 years. And I couldn't figure out how I was ever going to be with anybody. And that gave birth to When Harry Met Sally. And I hadn't met anybody, and so it was going to be the two of them seeing each other after years, talking, and then walking away from each other. I met my wife, Michelle, who I've been married to now 35 years. I met her while we were making the film, and I changed the ending.
Hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
I'd have been so angry if they didn't get together.
I know.
What a waste of 2 hours of my life.
Seriously, that would have, like, I don't think the movie would have hit the way it did if they had changed the ending.
For sure.
Well, what's so interesting is I remember a couple of months ago, I covered a similar story where Tom Hanks, I think, was supposed to be in this movie, but he said that he didn't want to star in it because he was going through kind of what Rob Reiner was going through, in the sense that he was, like, going through a bad breakup and he didn't know how he could express his love. So I almost wonder if, like, this ending completely changed who would have been cast in general. So very interesting. All right, they've been friends since middle school, and he missed her wedding for his vasectomy. I'll tell you which country music star is at fault on your next E-Buzz on the Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.